While the U.S. economy sheds hundreds of thousands of jobs, maybe now's the time to be your own boss. At least that's the theory behind a weekly open mic night in Southern California for would-be entrepreneurs. It's called Blob Live. NPR's Ina Jaffe had a front-row seat for one recent gathering at a Santa Monica comedy club.
The Blob in Blob Live is your business idea when it's just beginning and so hard to describe. Steve McQueen did his best in 1958 when The Blob made its screen debut.
Well, it's kind of like a mass that keeps getting bigger and bigger.
But remains terrifyingly formless until you get some feedback.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is Eric Brownstein, and I am your host for the evening.
Brownstein is not only the MC of Blob Live, he's a business consultant who works with the credit card company Advanta, which funds Blob Live, and a web-only version called Idea Blob. The live stage version's been going on for just a few months in Santa Monica and in Philadelphia. It's a work in progress, so Brownstein explains the rules for this particular night.
To come up on stage, take 90 seconds to share their idea and get feedback and advice from our esteemed panel of judges here, as well as everybody in the room.
90 seconds is not very much time to tell several dozen strangers who you are and why your idea might change the world or make you rich. So sometimes the pitch sounds like this.
I work for Microsoft, Northrop Grumman. I've done a lot of projects on my own. I've been the lead developer at a startup for the last 4.5 years. I've started companies on the side, software development, Ruby on Rails.
That was Brian Bento, who says he eats, sleeps, and breathes computer code and wants to make a business out of that. Often the first questions from judges or the audience run along the lines of,
I don't quite understand what the commercial model is. How are you actually making money from it?
Some of the other presenters, a solar-powered DJ, and a guy with a line of eco-friendly products that devotes a percentage of profits to the developing world.
And I'm being told that we've got a winner of, what were we giving away again? Oh, $100, right, just to make it interesting. Solomon Rothman, ladies and gentlemen!
Rothman's idea is something called open-source filmmaking. It lets people collaborate on a movie, even change the final product, and then show it on the web.
It's not set up in Wikipedia where everyone can contribute the equal amounts. You still have to have some type of tools to make films, and people work together on what they can. But yes, there is opportunities for people to retake that work and make their own versions, just like in open source software.
And after interviewing Rothman and hearing his pitch, I'm still not sure how this film thing works or makes any money. But he comes to Blob Live every single week, and he says it's definitely improved his presentation skills. Another entrepreneur, Chris Easter, says the connections he made at Blob Live gave a boost to a business he and two partners had already started, a website for bridegrooms called The Man Registry.
We've gotten PR out of it. We've gotten interest in financing out of it. You can't put a price tag on what goes on here.
Even the people who just came to watch had ideas, plans, or products. Vicky Casella invented these lacy mini socks that peeked out around the edge of her shoes.
Aren't they darling? They're fashionable and they're functional.
But Casella didn't have the nerve to get on stage.
Whether I presented or not, it was just about getting inspired and being with like-minded people.
Another onlooker inspired by Blob Live was TV producer Gary Grossman.
We think there may be a TV show in this. It's a great thing to see people with ideas up on stage trying to explain why they may have the $1 million idea or an idea that could help 1 million people.
So whatever happens to the individual presenters here, Blob Life itself could be the next big thing.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps.
Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
The door, all around the wall, a splotch, be careful of the blob.